It is our job to continue to grow and evolve. And if we are doing that, it is natural that we are going to have resistance. We are going to have roadblocks. And it's how we show up in those times, or who we show up as in those times, most that matters.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Millionaire Mompreneur Project. I have a host, or I have a guest. Look, I already am fangirling. I just said the wrong thing. I have a guest today that I'm really excited to share with you, Miss Gina DeVee. I'm going to ask her to maybe introduce herself in a minute, a bit more casually, but formally, if you don't know, she is the founder of Divine Living, which is a multi-million dollar, amazing lifestyle brand and women's empowerment company, and the creator and founder of Divine Living and her book. You guys have heard me talk about before here, The Audacity to Be Queen, and lots of different angles to what it is that she helps women lean into, you know, living their best life with their best potential and so on. But Gina, without further ado, please, thank you so much for being here, number one. And number two, just introduce yourself a bit more casually, because you're so fun. I've had the opportunity to talk with you in Instagram, DM a little bit, and you're just like the girl next door who I want to be besties with.
Aw, well, thank you so much for having me. And hi, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here. I know, you know, entrepreneurialism is rough enough and challenging enough. And to be a mom on top of it, I'm like, anything I can do to support, serve, uplift, I am definitely here for you. And talk about a fan. I'm a big fan of all of you bringing humans into the world and whatever other careers and messages and missions you have. For those of you who may be a little bit newer to me and my story, I'm a school teacher's kid from Detroit. Both my parents were school teachers when I was growing up. And, you know, I had this kind of mix of, you know, my parents were always like, you can do anything you want to do and be anything you want to be. And there was also sort of this like, well, you got to go to college and get a job and save your money and play it safe and be reasonable. And so there was sort of this like, you know, unlimited realm. And plus I grew up in a Christian environment. So there was like all the miracles and God and faith. And, but then there was like, but that's too expensive and no, or later or wait. And so I think that so much of my brand about Divine Living has been about how do we get to that bigness where we're able to give ourselves permission. I've done this work now for 20 years with women, and I've never met a woman who actually believes she wasn't meant for more. Sometimes there's been enough knocks along the way that she may have temporarily forgotten herself and her power and what's possible. But when you really, just even a couple layers underneath, I think that we all know that we are meant for bigness, for grandeur, for our best lives, for our contribution, for abundance in every area of our lives, love, lifestyle, finances, career. And so that really is my quest. I'm not here to say I figured it all out. I figured out a few things, and I am very much in the trenches in other areas. But it's such a joy to be here with other women who are just going for it in their lives.
Yeah, so amazing. And if you haven't read her book, I will tell you, it will give you a lot more insight. It'll just be so enjoyable to hear her insight and her ideas and strategies and expertise and case studies and so on. But please listen to the audible. So many of you here are like me with one earbud in your ear all the time while you're running around on carpool or whatever. Listen to the audible. Her voice makes it so much fun.
And we just ranked number 3 on Audible, by the way, for women in business. So thank you.
I believe it. It's funny. I will say that I recommend your book. I'm a book snob. I love books. Never was for 30 years of my life. Now I read all the time, and I find so much joy in them, and, you know, so much growth. Oh my gosh. And continued education in just books has been so amazing. Right. But I am always sharing with my clients different books. And there's just like, there's probably a handful of 5 to 10 that are just on repeat to the point that my other clients know when to recommend it to somebody else in the group. They're like, Jesse's going to tell you, you need to go listen to Gina's book. Jesse's going to tell you, you need to go listen to The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. Jesse's going to tell you, right? And so you are one of those top books that we are always recommending. And of course, podcasts as well. But what I want to share with our listeners today is actually, we both came to this podcast today with no direct like intention or plan for the destination. And the reason for that is because what I find the best from the little bit that I've got to know Gina, really just on the back end more than anything, like just from an outsider looking in, you know, she barely knows who I am. I feel like I know everything about her. but in truth, it's the little things that maybe other people don't pay attention to that I am most excited to maybe chit chat about today. She's like, oh my gosh, what did I just get myself into? But so many parts of her story are about stepping into, you know, your greatness, right? She just said, so many of us, we know we're made for more, yet we're not sure how we're going to get there. We have these limiting beliefs and so on. And I don't know the details, and I'm certainly not going to ask you to share the details here, but I am somebody myself, Gina, who has had a lot of massive success, right? I'm a, you know, 7-figure business owner, multi-business owner. I've got 5 kids. I've got a husband who's going through a pretty aggressive cancer journey. I'm a former professional 300-mile-per-hour world champion race car driver, all these things. And so many people always see those successes and they're like, you know, it's inspirational, but also it's like almost unattainable, you know, author, blah, blah. And I'm like, but here's the thing. If you pay closer attention to me, you'll see that the part of my story I love sharing the most is that I am someone who since 11 years old, when my dad passed unexpectedly, fell into a great depression and had anxiety, such a huge part of my life. And I've still used it somewhat as a superpower to persevere through and believe that that dream on my heart, for me, it's God, I believe, put that dream on my heart, not to tease me, but because it's meant for me and it is totally possible. And I know that you're of the same mind, but I feel like right now, some of our women, I know this firsthand from a lot of my clients or from a lot of the women who are in my inbox on Instagram, they are in a tough season. It's been a long couple of years. They're overwhelmed with the kids. They're overwhelmed with the fact that they still need to go that 9 to 5 while they're chasing their dreams of building this business. And they feel like their limiting beliefs, their anxiety, their path. One of these most beautiful women was just sharing me how she finally just got divorced from her abusive husband. And it has destroyed her. And the reason she's attaching herself to me and she's just become a client of mine is because she said, I know you're going to help me turn that into my superpower. I'm going to get emotional and thrive because of that. I don't know what story you'd like to share here, but if you have anything specifically that you know these women need here, I mean, you are someone who so many people, you know, just see as goals, as people say, right? Like hashtag goals. But in truth, they say that and they don't believe that they ever could be where you are. I'm being very, very honest. They'd love it. They dream about it, but they just don't believe it. I know they can be. I know they can be. You know they can be. And it really, I hope you're going to dig into a little bit of like the who versus the how. My girls here know a lot about of like who you need to show up versus the how. But two, attaching any personal stories to this would be probably extra powerful to these women right now.
Yes. Well, I'm going to give you two fresh off. Well, actually, wait, I want to back up for a second. Like, Jesse, can we just acknowledge you for a moment? I mean, you and your generosity and your everything that you've done, everything that you're going through and that you continue to show up with enthusiasm and love and possibility. I mean, that is not easy to do on a consistent basis. And I just know that you have made it a choice for yourself. So I just really want to honor you and thank you.
Thank you.
Because you just never know who needs reminded that everything isn't awful or everything isn't doom and gloom, even though we know better to be grateful for what we have and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So I'm going to share with you two really like not stories from the book. So you can go get the book and that this is like, you know, and a lot of times, I know a lot of experts or whatever like to be like, well, when I first started my business, this is everything I'm going to tell you happened within the last 24 hours. Okay. So then there's that.
Like, wow, I'm over here like so excited.
I haven't even had a chance to put this on my own podcast. So this is like fresh for you, Jesse. Okay. So there were things that were, so yes, I get, I have been blessed to accomplish what I've accomplished in life. And every one of us, where we're at right now, on some level used to be the dream. Right? Like we are all where, like on some level it used to be the dream, and it's not what we think about, because it's the dream is there for a reason and it feels natural, right? Of all the years of angst that I didn't like, was looking for my husband and my soulmate, right? You know, like behind that door, the easiest part of my life, like he's, you know, just there. It's like, I'm not thinking about that. I try not to take him for granted, you know, and remind myself to be grateful and all that. So there are, and the career things and all of that. Yes. And we're all on a growth track. So most of us aren't looking at what we accomplished in the past or even resting on that or thinking that's good enough. Like we're about what's next and how are we meant to evolve? So I've had a rough week. I've had some information come in and some things happen that like, I literally, like, I didn't even send out Gina's journal yesterday, which I sent out everything. I wasn't in the mood. And now this never, ever happens. Like, even when I'm not in the mood, like, I've trained myself and I use where I'm at to go be of service. I let myself, and I knew I was doing it. I let myself get derailed. I was bummed out. I was just like the deflated balloon. I was like, and I was like, I don't feel like doing Gina's journal. I don't want to just promote another thing. I was bummed out. I was letting myself be distracted. I wasn't looking for razor blades. It was just like, I was having a moment. And so there was like that sort of like Linus cloud of like gray, just that I was like sort of in. And then I was looking at my social media. And I have put more into it like in the past month than ever. Like I've, for the past number of months, I've taken it over myself. I don't have a social media manager. I thought, well, maybe it's going to grow more. Maybe it'll be more engaged if like I'm putting my heart and soul and it's me writing all of it. And when I was traveling through Italy, some of that work, yes, whatever. And now I've shot like some really, what I was just lit up by it, some gorgeous stuff in Italy, blah, blah, and it's getting like less engagement than ever. And I was just like, I don't want to like feel defeated. I don't want to feel like I'm at war with Instagram and like for who I want to be in the world and how I want to show up. And this, like, it's got to get, I need help. Like, even like, I can't get it going. And I know I'm not the only one that's like, what's wrong with my engagement? So in my like deflated state, I was just like, where is the person that can help me with social media? Like, and I, cause I know enough to be like that if there's a desire, it exists. And it's always about the double bless. And it's like, you know, and I feel like the girl that's like gone on like a million dates and it hasn't worked out, but I've hired so many and they haven't worked out and I've been disappointed and I spent all this money and it never works. And like the blah, blah, blah.
I love this. Can we just like honor you, right? Girlfriend, keep going. Cause this is, this is what these women need here. Even me. I'm loving this conversation so far.
Okay. So I'm glad that my pout fest can be an inspiration. So I don't know why, probably addiction, in my bummed out about Instagramness and bummed out about all of it, I go on Instagram, like the thing that doesn't have me feel good. And then I happen to go on it. And I went in my DMs and there was a picture of my book next to a pool, which I'm always so grateful when people like screenshot them reading my book. It's like, it's such an honor and they show where it's at. And I don't always catch it, but I really try to repost as much as possible. And I try to engage as much as possible. Like, thanks so much for sharing the love. How did you find out about my book? And just like, and the funk I've been like missing a bunch of stuff and whatever, but this one in my biggest funk, I happened to do it. And she writes back like immediately. And I didn't look at her profile. I didn't see even who it was. Like, it was just, ugh. And she writes back. She goes, you sat next to my mom on a plane. I actually have a signed copy of your book. And I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this super cool woman. I was on a flight to New York. We had like a 6-hour delay from Miami to New York. And so we just got to talking, and I had, my agent always told me, always carry your book in your bag. You never know who you're going to be. So I had a couple, so I gave the mom one, and I was like, you want one for your daughter too? And so she's like, yeah, I'm helping my daughter move into her new apartment in New York. And she's going to work for Gary Vaynerchuk. And I was like, oh, super cool, blah, blah, here's the books. This was August, people, August. This is now December 3rd at the time of this recording. So she's like, you gave him, and I was like, awesome, you guys must be in Mexico, because I knew they had a place in Mexico. Tell your mom to text me, how are things going with Gary V? Just being a human being, not thinking anything still. And she's like, awesome, I'm with, she was actually, I'm with Vayner, I'm with Vayner Media. And I was like, oh, well, what's that? What do you do there? And she's like, oh, I'm on the social media side, helping brands and personalities with their social media.
Dun, dun, dun. I love
it. And I'm like, are you available on Zoom next Thursday? So all of this to say, whether or not she's the person, that's the agency, like regardless of what comes from this, I was just like, yes, God, yes. Like it's this or something better. Or is it like, you know, I can, it's amazing when I believe in miracles and quantum physics and like all the things. And it's like, I can get so blinded to one DM can change your life and the bigness of this universe and God's like, it's like, this conditioned doom that we get ourselves in, or that I got myself in. So then I'm just going to lay it all out here today for you, Jesse. So then there is this other, since I was a little girl, I've always had a dream of a TV show. And some things have happened recently, and a couple of producers have recently approached me. I mean, it's still like everything still needs developed. So I called a friend of mine, but like, I've just been like, you know, I'm turning 49 in a couple of weeks. It's now or never, you know, it's like, it's a not like, remember when I was like, well, by the time I'm 30, I will, by the time I'm 40, you know, it's like, what am I going to play? By the time I'm 50, like, it's like, show up for it. Like clearly it's not going to just happen. Like a great body over the age of 35. It is not going to just happen. If you have one, it's because you have worked for it. And I don't mean overwork. I'm not into hustle. I'm not into overworking, but you have put some intention and attention into your body.
Amen.
And same for your dreams.
Yeah.
They're not going to just going to happen. So I'm like, okay, who do I know in entertainment? And I've been making calls and reaching out and all that. And I called one particular friend of mine who I happen to love. And when it comes to television, he's like the most negative Nelly. He's like, nobody gets a show. It's harder than ever. There's no way you're going to get a show with cooking or lifestyle because everyone thinks of you as business. So you need to function on, you need to focus on business. But I just got back from Italy. So I'm like all about like the pleasures of Piedmont. And he's like, nope, it's not never going to happen. This man. And he's like, I got to go pick up some clothes. He's a style. And he's like, I'll call you back. And never called me back. And it's not personal. It was just more of that, like, oh God, where's the help? Where are the doors flinging wide open? Where are the angels singing? Where's the, you know? And I was like, I had this other bad news in this other area. And I'm like, you're never going to get a show. But I was like, Gina, you got to have thicker skin than that if you're going to go in this direction. Okay. And so I woke up today, and as much work as I've been doing on myself about the other bad news, I woke up with the heaviness. I woke up with resentment. And of course, I don't like waking up that way, but it's like, that's how in me it is. And I like did my work on it, forgive, release, surrender.
Yeah.
And I went to go have my coffee, and it was before my workout. And I was just like, I'm looking at this particular monthly horoscope, and I go on, I'm like, this is where you've gotten to, Gina. You have the Bible, you have quantum physics, you have belief in you, like you have, and this is where you're headed.
Yeah. I get it.
So I go on to this horoscope, and I'm sitting here reading, and it's like nothing I want to hear. The first 3 weeks of December for Capricorn, you're just supposed to heal and lay low. And I'm like, I'm ready to get going with my heart. Supposed to heal and lay low. And then you can't do a launch in January because Venus is going to be in retrograde, especially if you're marketing to women, nothing will work. And Mercury's in retrograde. And I'm just like, almost thinking about those razor blades. And then I get to the point where I'm like, then it says, however, Jupiter's moving into, I don't know anything about anything right now. I can't even say that, but like Jupiter's moving into Pisces, which is great for you. This is, so what you're going to get really great at communication. And it means you are either going to like land a job with a magazine of this or that, or host your own TV show on a network.
Wow. You're like, okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
So all of this to say is that the dreams inside of all of us, they're there for a reason. And we're not crazy. And other people don't know what we know. We know that we're meant for something more. And so for all of the people that don't get a show, maybe they're not meant for it. But it doesn't mean that I'm not meant for it. And for all of the things that might not be working out in your business with your launch and your social media or your this, that, it's just about finding the solution. It's not meant for you. Now, the only other thing that I will say to this is where God's been so rigorous with me lately. I'm no longer apparently being blessed with the capability of doing what I can. Anywhere that I'm settling, like, oh, well, that's easy, or I could do that, or I could put that out there, that'll make money. Like any of the stuff that I can is getting like just water on the flame. Where I am really being called to look at is what is an absolute must. Not even like, I can, it's easy, it'll help people, it'll make money, I should. It's what is an absolute must. And unless it's a must, I don't know if it's because I'm turning 49 or what, like, I just don't even have it in me anymore. Yeah. There were times when I like had more, I don't know, but maybe because it was a must for me. And the same, here's what I'm also learning, the same things that were a must aren't anymore. They're a want. They've like downgraded to a want. And God's like, want isn't good enough for me. Like I created you not for mediocrity, but for masterpiece. And so I'm having to really do a lot. Maybe that's what those first 3 weeks of December are supposed to be for, this healing and introspection about like really getting clear about what the absolute must is. And that takes a lot of courage because it takes a lot of admitting whatever life as usual or programs as usual or any of it as usual, what must be released if it's not a must.
Yeah. I could talk all day, but I'm just going to say first and foremost, I say bigger kids, bigger problems. So I want everyone to pay attention here. Bigger businesses, bigger problems. I always say that. And it's so true. It is our job to continue to grow and evolve. And if we are doing that, it is natural that we are going to have resistance. We are going to have roadblocks. And it's how we show up in those times or who we show up as in those times most that matters. And by human, or because we're human and by default, a lot of times, a lot of us have, you know, programmed in us from such an early age, these defaults that hold us back, right? These feelings of just like, it's been so hard. Could I catch a break? You know, or limiting beliefs of like, really? Like, can't you just give me this and then I can go here? Like, an interesting analogy, and I don't have a clue who said it. It was something I saw on my feed the other day. It was just through a friend, not any like influencer. It was just a really great analogy. I'm sure they stole it from somebody else, but they didn't give credit. Maybe they don't know who the credit is for either, but it's funny. Have you ever put together a 500-piece puzzle and then get to the end and have that one piece missing?
I don't do puzzles, but my mother does. So yes, I have seen it.
Right. Okay. So if you do that and you're there, what do we focus on? We focus on that one friggin' piece that's missing. And like it will make you nuts. Like you've got to find it. You need it. You've done all of this hard work. And it's so ridiculous that we do that because you've got 499 pieces that did what they were made for that are beautiful and that you should be so proud of, but you're not thinking about the 499 at all. You're thinking about the one. And that's what you're talking about right now, right? It's that allowing yourself, number one, to be aware that's there, that's okay. In fact, I think that's required to then make the shift. But it's so important to have that intention of like, is this going to take me where I want to go? Probably not. Right. Cause where your focus goes, your energy flows, right? What you visualize is what materializes. We can go on and on and give you all of those, you know, silly cliche quotes and analogies, but they're true. Like they might be annoying to you because you see them on repeat because they're overused and you click on every single one and engage on Instagram. Right. But they're true. And everybody tries to make success so freaking hard. Again, mm-hmm. as humans, that's what we try to do. But I break down.
We're told that it is.
No, correct. Correct. That's so true. I'm very much about simple. Everything I do is simple and high impact over here. And so I share with the ladies that are in a part of our tribe here that really we only have control over our belief and our action. That's it. Like, mm-hmm. that is it. I know we think we have control over more. We don't. It's a belief and action. And so it's so important to like recognize are these thoughts that I'm having going to get me where I want to go? Let me lean into the belief of what I know to be true, even if I don't know how. And if I believe and lean into that belief and then show up acting accordingly as someone who can and should and already does have that thing, then guess what? The how will naturally reveal itself. And that's what I'm hearing you say. So I'm just sharing with it a little bit different and paraphrasing here because mm-hmm. that's what our women here know so well. Like, stop overcomplicating it. Stop leading. I own a group coaching business. That's my business model over here because I built an amazing successful business in a one-on-one capacity that I ended up hating because I could not do any more time. It wasn't fulfilling me anymore because I was maxing my salary. I was losing mm-hmm. out on time with my loved ones. And I couldn't see past that for so long that I was ready to quit and walk away because mm-hmm. no amount of money to me is worth it. Right. Mm-hmm. And so over time, I had all of these things stack up against me. The reason I do group coaching now is because I welcomed a baby almost 2 years ago on New Year's Eve. Then the pandemic hit. I was a full-time stay-at-home mom of five. I had lost my nanny, lost my part-time house helper, running a seven-figure brick and mortar physical therapy business that employs 10 plus this coaching empire, like all the things. Then my husband got diagnosed with cancer and he got really, really sick. And I was like, I'm done. I'm quitting my coaching business. I can't do this. And I was the most miserable person in the world. And my clients were getting great results. And I started just putting them into a group. Like, girls, I need you to help me help you right now. I can't do it alone. Like, I'm here for you. I'm going to over deliver to you, whatever. And I didn't understand at the time, like the science behind actually people paying for value over time. I know you do. I didn't understand that. I hadn't nerded out on the science yet and all of that. But I saw that these women were like, they were showing up for each other. I was able to teach all of them together yes. in one space just as much. And I was like, I could legit go like package all of my stuff into a course, which I'd already done, and just give it to them that way. And then just show up for like one weekly live coaching and have, you know, group and have this, that. And all of a sudden I went to working like 5 to 10 hours a week in my coaching business where I was maxed out with hours and all. And I was just like, thanks God.
Transformation.
Thanks God for like bringing that accidental thing that I wasn't even looking for. I mean, I was believing, I'm like, I know this is possible. Please show me the way and so on. So I know that's why he brought it to me. And that's why he made me put them in a group and so on. But we are all, you know, there, we all have these woe is me moments at every level. I'm sure like, actually I'm going through it right now. God is calling me to build Millionaire Mompreneur Project bigger, on our free side. And I'm like, not now, dude, I got a lot on my plate still. And he's like, nope, now. And I'm like, but as you're talking about something that was, you found on your like Instagram feed or in your email or whatever, yesterday, as I was having my, must be something in these last 24 hours, because I too was there, Gina. And I'm talking with my team and I'm like, guys, I need some space right now. I love you. You're going to have to carry some weight. So on, so be it. I can't. And I'm actually pulling it up right now. I had an opportunity be presented to me for a potential partnership, which I'm not normally about.
Yes.
And I was like, that's not what I've been asking for. Like, God, help me out here. Give me the clarity. How am I going to do this? This is way bigger than me. This is more than him, and so on. And I never thought about it. And then, of course, I open up a Instagram, not even to go float on Instagram. I went to answer my 999 DMs, right? And I have like this whole thing about part of being an entrepreneur and speeding up the process sometimes is, and you have to navigate off your business plan. You have to consider maybe a partnership and knit. And I was like, okay, I'm not ready for this. Like, I hear you. Let me breathe. Hold. I don't know what will come with any of this. You know, like you said, I'm just letting it be. I'm going to pray.
But yes.
And whatever.
Next step. And then it becomes clear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. One step at a time. But again, leaning into those things that feel so hard and so not able to get over, right? Like, I also want to go back for a second and share what you were talking about with your social media. Like, I too am someone who does only her own social media. I've had other people help me from time to time. And everybody resonates when I'm doing it myself. I mean, I posted a silly Instagram story of this kid covered in slime and his whole hair. I thought I was going to shave his head off. And I joke because I post great business growth content, great life growth content. I post him on Instagram. Sorry, if anybody wonders why I've been MIA for 3 days, it's because this. And I said, asshole, learned how to climb out of his... everybody, I'm talking to Lorenzo. I'm pointing to Lorenzo. You can't see it because he's here with me today, of course, eating a fruit bar in front of us. But I'm like, this asshole learned how to climb out of his thing. And today on my Millionaire Mompreneur Accelerator group coaching call, he got slime in his hair. He did this, he did this, that. I had like 64 DMs in 1 hour. And what I want to say to that is there's 2 points I want to make here. And I know you'll resonate with this. Number one, I was like, really? I give you such great free value on growing your business every day. And you're over here talking about this slime, but they love that. It's your personality. It's your authenticity. They love that, right? But number two, and I know you can probably jam on this for a second, but so many of these women who are in there talking about try peanut butter, try this, try that, whatever. Or, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. God bless you. Like, you're so funny. You called your kid an asshole. But they're also like, this is why I love you. Clients and non-clients, but they're like, this is why I love you. It's not all the great strategy that you give us. That's fantastic. But it's who you show up as all the time. And like, I might have this great business and this great life that I really feel very fulfilled in, but life is still freaking hard. And I'm ready to off myself because this kid's killing me. So like, as you're talking about your social media and all those things, it's actually most likely what's going to have you continue to persevere, even if you end up using someone else. But it's that you keep showing up. We use a hashtag around here at Millionaire Mompreneur Project called show up, blow up. And it's you consistently showing up
totally
for those things. And in the way that you most want to be, right? Like, as who you most want to be. And so I know that for me is something that I resonate with you so much. I love the fact that I just wanted to tell you in Instagram that I loved your book and I shared it out with my gals and like, just thank you. I hope you have the best day. I don't know. I'm like cheesy like that. That's all I said. And 2 minutes later, not really, I don't know how long it was, but you were like, hey, I like voice message, like, you're so sweet. Thank you for taking the time. Like, and that wasn't it. I can't remember what else you said, but you were just like, I love so your story. Like, thank you for sharing. Like, you're so genuine and authentic. And that's what makes people love you. I actually, any of my audience who's in Q Club, guys, I got selected to be, I don't know what you call it, some guest mentor this month.
Yeah, you're a guest expert.
Yeah, guest expert. That's what you're calling it. And so I shared it in my private coaching group. We always share our wins, right? I'm like, here's some of my wins for this week. And I put them and I'm like, I got selected to be in Miss Gina DeVee, blah, blah, blah. And like three of the girls in there were like, I love Q Club. I don't know. They're in Q Club. They're like, oh, I'm so excited. excited, like going on and on. And I was like, oh, and they all were telling me, they're like, we just like Gina because she's giving life and business growth, but she's also sharing the real just joys of life. Like she's really mm-hmm. leaning into, it doesn't have to be that hustle and grind way, which you and I both 100,000% could, you know, just go on and on about. And that might be something that I maybe lean into to next with you and ask these women to truly understand, because I hear time and time and time again, and I know that you do as well. You know, when I get here, then I'll do that. And it is truly the thing that will hold you back the most. You know, I share with my women, you have to act as a millionaire mompreneur does, as a seven-figure business owner does, long before you will become here. And I know for a fact, that's how I magically, right, as people are like, oh, you're just so great. You've no, I stopped treating my business as a hobby. I stopped treating it even as a job. I was like, if I want this to be a seven-figure business, number one, I'm going to have to invest in the best for mentorship. I'm going to have to take action on only those things and not all the things. I'm going to have, right, and I could keep going down the line here, but this is something, this day and age, that people are, my women especially, they're willing to sacrifice and live on social media thinking that that hashtag strategy is going to be what makes or breaks them. And it is not.
if it does make you, please DM me and let me know. Yes. Like I will buy your package.
We'll hire you. Exactly. Exactly. You know, of course it can be something that gives a little bit of value, but it is so much bigger than that. And you are someone who is like the epitome now of not being afraid to share the fact that you have at times hustled and grinded at times, but you know, that you are that woman who leans into, there is a better way and a way that serves me and serves you and serves the world so much better, all because I no longer subscribe to that. So any input or value you want to share here, I know they'd love it.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things. One, there are different seasons in different women's lives. And when I was first building my business, I was obsessed. Like I was really genuinely, so I wouldn't even call it hustle because it came from such a place of passion. And I understand. So I wasn't getting burnt out even though I was working 12 hours a day.
This is such a great awareness though. Thank you. Because I do agree with you that that's what it is for a lot of my women. I've never thought of it that way, but that's what it was for me too. It was like, I used to call it a passion project. That's why I didn't feel like hustle and grind. So mm-hmm. thank you for calling that out. That's a good point.
So if someone is in whatever stage, but particularly the initial stage. So here's just a fact. If you're interested in becoming a millionaire, anyone can become a millionaire in 3 years. Those are statistics. Those are fact. I heard that statistic and I'm a living, walking. I was making $24,000 a year as a struggling psychotherapist. And 3.5 years later, because I decided to travel through Europe for 6 months, across the seven-figure line. And so the first thing I want to say is don't make it harder than it needs to be. If you've been trying to become a millionaire for longer than 3 years and haven't done it, don't feel bad about yourself either. It's not that. Just make the decision to bend time and space and get it done. Now, getting it done doesn't have to mean the torture. And so when, you know, we talked about focus earlier, I was so focused on becoming the millionaire, because I knew that intrinsically there was a certain amount of money that I would make that would be lovely. I also really knew it was about who I would become in the process. And I knew that there was going to be greater contribution in the world of me showing up at the higher level. Yes. So if anyone has hangups about money and this, or squeamish about, you know, can I say, oh, I'm a millionaire? You're like, you know, just dial it in and get it. It's one of the most generous acts that you can do if that's your truth.
Amen. Yeah.
And in that, I was focused. Like I was, now this is not necessary. I will tell you what I did. And when I interviewed Jamie Kern Lima, founder of It Cosmetics, who sold her company for $1.2 billion, she talked about working 100-hour weeks. And I asked her, is that what's necessary to become a billionaire?
Like, right, right.
Asking for a friend. And she said, no. So I'm going to tell you that this is also what I did was not necessary to become a millionaire. This is what I did because I didn't know better. I'd wake up at 6 o'clock. I would have 6 to 8 coffee time, journaling time, wealth consciousness reading time. And then I would work from 8 to 8. I would shut my computer down, make dinner, watch TV, whatever. And I did that Monday through Friday, and I'd work a half a day on Saturday. And in the first year, the other thing I did during that time was I did not F around. I actually worked. Right. I wasn't watching Food Network. I wasn't right. talking to a girlfriend. I wasn't meeting people. I wasn't going out and doing hair and makeup. Like, I focused on money making activities, and I focused on my infrastructure, and I built it because I was broke as a joke in Santa Monica. And I watched the other women in like the feminine energy circles who are also broke as a joke, talented, smart, all that. And I was like, so help me God. If now what I know have been exposed to in the entrepreneurial space, I didn't know before. If now what I know, if I'm in the same place a year from now that I am today, like, no.
Yeah.
And so I was so determined in a focused way to move the needle. So in that first year, I went from $24,000 a year to $250,000. And the next year I made $500,000. And then the following year I made 7 figures. And it was a very focused way of being. And for me, there were those learning curves. I needed to learn about infrastructure. I needed to learn about leadership. I needed to learn about business, contracts, client, internet marketing, how to work with a VA. Right, it was that. Just like grade school, middle school, high school, college, we're meant to graduate.
Yes.
We're meant to move on. And so that second year, I wasn't working 8 to 8 and a half a day on Friday. I was able to then start to shave those hours down. And by year 3, I was working less than ever, making more than ever.
Right.
And so today with where I'm at, first of all, I'm in a season of living in a world in between worlds. This year I have shut down life as I know. I've shut down all of my nuts and bolts business building programs because I can do them. And they weren't a must for me. It was time for me to graduate. Like I felt like I was holding on to this identity. I was holding on to like my familiar way of making money, but that's just not good enough for me or God. So in the living in the question of what's next, I'm being very conscious to not just be busy because busy is boring. And I'm not just looking to fill it up. And like this year, I didn't even do a Black Friday special. I could. I have lots of info products. My team could have been like 50% off. I would have made thousands. But like, I'm just not at this point into doing things just because I can or just because it'll make money. Yes. At the beginning, I needed to. So if someone's there, like, you need to self-assess where you're at. Now, moving forward, you know, I've always taught create wealth based on feminine principles. I've never been into grueling. Personally, for me, I became the luxury brand of personal development because I love luxury and personal development. You know, Gabby Bernstein and I kind of came in at like a similar time, and her business model was super high volume, low dollar. And I had more confidence in high dollar, lower volume. And so, my one day intensives were 15,000 at the Ritz in Paris. Like, that was just how, you know, my programs were 10,000 and then 25, then 50, then 100,000. The way I made 7 figures was with 12 clients. Sold 12 $100,000 packages. So all of this to say though, like, and with a 5,000 person list. So people will tell you all these rules about this is what has to happen and this is how it can happen. This is the only way. Like, get into your own rhythm and your own way of being and leave room open for spirit to dazzle you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's so good. It's so good. It's so true. And that's what we teach over here as well. I literally teach my clients my same business model, only in chunks. So like, for example, they come into my premium price point group coaching package here. Then there's a mastermind level, but it's not a whole different offer. It actually is just like the next level from here, mm-hmm. where those women are like six figure. These are beginners, starters, inconsistent income. You know, these next level up women are people who are at six figures and want to go to seven by continuing to do less better. That's really our motto here. Mm-hmm. So much so that we're pretty sure this year we're on track and it's close, but we're going to make our first client to go seven figures in less than 12 months. And I'm just like,
Yes, I love it.
That's why you invest, because I didn't do that. So I'm so proud to be able to, and it's not about the money. It is about the impact. This woman is making such a huge difference in so many women's lives. And we help just coaches. But she's like, I did not believe it could be this easy. But so I love everything that you're sharing, and just it's insight. Like, yes, there's some things that are a rite of passage in your business growth and life. So I love that you shared that. But at the same time too, you could have told yourself, well, I can't lean into that for till 5 years or 10 years, you know, to make seven figures with 12 clients. Like, guys, do the math, right? Growing your $1 million business is math, not magic. So like, do the math. And all she needed to do was lean into her belief that she was meant for that and that she could do it, and then show up and act accordingly, not even just in the marketing and the sales side, right? In the delivery side, in the, you know, the way that you then showed up for your clients and so on. And I can show up a lot better for, you know, the 20 clients at most I bring in a month than for the 100 I used to hustle for on a course launch or something. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to see that if there's anything that you can really take from what we're sharing, it's like, you can fast track some of this. Something, you're still going to be problems. You're still going to, you know, have roadblocks. You're still going to have failures and so on, and learning, hard learning lessons. But you need to lean back into the fact that it also can be entirely different for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love it.
It gets to be a reflection of you.
It does. It does. Oh my gosh. Okay. I am going to ask you to share with the ladies here in just a minute all the details of where they can find you. We'll make sure that we put it in below the description as well. I mean, you guys are also resourceful, just put in Google Gina DeVee, or go to Instagram, since we know right now that's her. But in truth, I am going to ask you that you do not have to answer this. Okay. I'm going to do this too.
Yes.
But are you willing to share with us, which you kind of already did, and you might say, nope, it's that. That's fine.
Okay.
But what's one big audacious goal that you have in your life and in business growth world, that maybe you're not 100,000% it's going to come true, but you believe it's meant for you?
Two things. One, to be the host of a TV show on a network. As much as I love the Q Club, I'm already the host there. And two, for the audacity to be queen, to become a New York Times number one bestseller.
I just want to thank you so much for your time here. It's been
oh my goodness, it has been such a pleasure for me as well.
An absolute pleasure. So again, let's tell these ladies where they're going to connect with you, obviously on Instagram first.
Yep. Come find me at Gina DeVee on Instagram, and you can go to divineliving.com/book to buy the book. And you can go to divineliving.com/app to download the Q Club app. It's all things queen. If you like this conversation, there's literally a video library of over like 100 fun lifestyle videos, business tips, wealth consciousness, prayers, a global community of women from around the world who are in there. I do live calls every month in there. You get a 2-week free trial, so you can check it out at divineliving.com/app.
Fantastic. Gina, thank you so much. It has been,
yes, it has been so fun. Thank you.
So
thank
much
you.
Fun. So much fun.
See what I mean? Wasn't that good? Juicy, just totally, totally divine.
So part of what is so powerful is women coming together in community. So I want to remind you about the brand new Divine Direction Domination Elite Mastermind that I am hosting with my dear friend Danelle Delgado. Domination is all about you creating dominant thoughts that will totally create quantum leaps in your life. That's right. So starting in January, you are going to have weekly calls with me and Danelle, where you are just going to be so lifted up, so filled up, and to be around the other women in the program as well. Plus, we are going to conclude with a tropical two-day retreat. This is very, very limited. Spaces are very limited. We're keeping this small. I think there's only about 35 women that we can fit into the program. So please go to the link in the show notes, divineliving.com/domination, where you are just gonna see how your life can get reimagined. I know that we are all just looking around the corner about what's next for us. And I would be so honored to mentor you, to guide you. I know Danelle will be as well. The two of us together are such powerhouses, and you are a force within you. And we're just here to love you into your greatness, plus teach you and train you on what we know about creating multiple seven-figure businesses and new opportunities and living from a place of pleasure and joy. So come join us. Divineliving.com/domination has all of the program details.